Well, good morning. I know the clock doesn't quite say 9:30, but I see all the children sitting here nice and quiet. I thought we can start with a few hymns. But before we start, I noticed there are many still in the back. Yeah, I see smiles. Lots of room up here. Come on up. I understand if you come up sitting up front here, you may get some specials. I guess that's not quite an enticement. Anyone else would like to join us up here? Anyone under 25 are welcome to come up.
Right.
Oh dear. Okay, who would like to start us off with a hymn? I got to play favor. I'll pick this little girl. Okay, that's not in the hymn sheet. She would like to sing Genesis, Exodus, and then what?
Leviticus.
And Leviticus? Okay, we missed one, but that's okay. How many of us know that hymn? Do you think we can sing without a hymn sheet? All right. I think that's a nice one to be reminded in the books of the Bible. Actually, okay, let's sing that, and I'm going to ask you a question on that. There are two tunes to this. Maybe someone else should start, because I think the tune I start may be different.
Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, and 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, and 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, and now the Book of Psalms, Robert, Ecclesiastes,
nice. Now, question. How many books did you just sing about? There were a lot of names in there. You weren't counting that, were you? Okay, I'll tell you what. You can sing that in your head real quick and count the books. No? Well, there are 66 books in the Bible, isn't there? And I'll tell you, how many of you like numbers? Yeah, I think numbers, you know, it's funny. Names doesn't mean much to me, so I go, okay, there are 39 books in the Old Testament, so 3 times 9 is 27, and 39 plus 27 give me 66, see? It's that easy, right? That's how. Now, you know what's even interesting, too, is the 66th book, the 40th book is the book of, well, it's the first book, in a sense, in the New Testament, isn't it? Well, there are 66 chapters in the book of Isaiah, and the 40th chapter talk about a man going to come forth and be a forerunner and tell forth the story of the Lord Jesus. Isn't that interesting? Okay, who has another hymn for us? Let's sing one more. If I do this, people really think I'm playing favor here. Yes? What number?
1,000.
Okay, can Grandpa pick one for you? Okay, we'll pick 40. How's that? Jesus loves me? We'll sing the first and last verse of hymn number 40. Okay. Hymn number 40, we'll sing the first verse and the last verse. Jesus loves me,
this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little one, Jesus loves me, He will die.
Let's look to the Lord Jesus for help before we go further. Let's have another hymn from this side of the room. Would you like to give a hymn out? Number 6. Okay. Oh, this is nice. We were just speaking in our prayer that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. This one reminds us that God, too, has a lot to do with it, doesn't it? Doesn't he? He says here, God in mercy sent his Son to a world by sin undone. Jesus Christ was crucified, 'twas for sinners. Jesus died. Let's sing this together. God in mercy sent his Son to of standing up here to tell forth the story of God's love. To be able to talk about, as Scripture put it, Christ crucified. But sometimes it is nice too that you can stand up and instead of telling the story, you ask someone else to tell the story. Isn't that nice? And we have a brother came a long way from here. Oh, I would almost say that's quite halfway around the world. You know, when I tell people we come down from Canada, they say, wow, that's a long way. Well, if I tell you, we have a brother that came from Denmark. And he wants to tell you about the story of Jesus. I'm going to let Brother Nielsen come on up and share some stories with you.
All of you? Oh, that's nice. Hi, children. I've been looking very much forward to being with you. I haven't slept. I hardly slept last night because of you. And now I'm here. And the first thing I want to know, do you understand what I'm saying? Do you? Everywhere? Okay. My name is Jan. Can you say Jan? Jan. Jan. That is my name. My mom and dad gave me that name. Jan. And then, secondly, I want to cooperate with you. Yes. Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Is there some of you children who work on computers at home? Do any of you have a computer? Do you? Okay. Could I talk to you after the meeting, a few minutes? You come up to me. Then I like to see a boy there with a watch. So this is a secret between you and I. You raise this card, and then I know my time is up. Is that okay? Is that a deal? What is your name?
Lance.
What?
Lance.
Lance?
Yeah.
Lance. Okay. And you all get a beautiful little card from me, all of you, with a Danish flag on after the meeting. After the meeting. And this is your day, today. So we're going to have a good time together, aren't we? We're going to have a good time. And all the adults sitting here, they're promised to keep quiet. So we are on. And I like to share with you, tell you, one of my favorite stories from the Bible. It was a favorite one at home in Denmark with my or our two girls when they were little. We told that story again and again, and I'm sure you have heard that story too. But try to look at me and listen to me as if you have never heard that story before, and I'm going to tell it in my own way. I'm going to tell you a story about a boy. A boy, an unusual boy. And his mother was an unusual mother. And his mother's name was Hannah. Do you already know what I'm going to tell you about? Keep quiet. Just listen to me as if you never heard it. Hannah was the mother's name. And the boy's name was Samuel. Samuel, have you ever heard about Samuel? You're going to hear about him again today. Samuel, the boy Samuel. And I wish I could spend the rest of the day with you because we could talk a lot about Samuel. But I only have a few minutes, so we'll boil it down to just a few points. Things about Samuel. Now, his mother, Hannah, when the story starts here, she was very happy. She was smiling all the time, Hannah. Happy. And if you asked Hannah,
Why are you smiling? Why are you smiling? Why are you so happy? What do you think she would say? What do you think she would say? Let's say you are Hannah. Hannah, why are you so happy? And do you know what she said? Would say? She would point at her boy, little boy, Samuel. And she would say, this is the reason. That's why I'm happy. Because that little boy came into the world as an answer to my prayer. And before that, she was often crying. Many, many tears came down her cheek. Hannah, have you ever seen a mother crying? I have. My mother has cried many tears, but also seen her happy. And Hannah was happy because of what? Because the Lord answered her prayer and she got that precious boy. Isn't that a good story? Now we are going to, I just got a little tract here from my friend Dean. You know it. It says, does God answer children's prayers? Does God answer children's prayers? Oh, you're going to say something. Okay. Does he do that, do you think? I think that Hannah had that little boy Samuel on her lap many times. And she told him with a big smile, you, my son, you're the answer to my prayer. And she would encourage Samuel to be a boy that prays and eventually become a man of prayer. But it all started with his mother. So she would encourage that little boy also to pray. And she would say to him, the God we believe in is a God who answers prayer. Isn't that wonderful? So no wonder that she smiled. And that's the reason why she gave her son the name Samuel. Do you know what that means? It means God has heard, implying my prayer. God has heard. He's not deaf. He has heard. And so he got the name Samuel. God has heard. Now, before I go on, I'd like to sing a little bit with you. I've written a little chorus in English, even though my native language is not English, as you can tell. But I've written it in English, and you probably don't know the tune. So I'm going to teach you that. I'm going to sing it for you first, and then I'll try to have you sing it with me. Is that okay? So I sing it for you first. And it goes like this. And we have some motions to it, you know. You're going to help me. I may be little or that big. I may be healthy or so sick. To know the Lord is best, for he my heart has blessed. And that is why I do rejoice. Do you like that one? Repeat the words after me. I may be little or that big. I may be healthy or so sick.
I may be healthy or so sick.
To know the Lord is best.
To know the Lord
is best. For he my heart has blessed.
For he my heart has blessed.
And that is why I do rejoice. Now you children, stand up on the floor. Stand up, all of you. You also. And you do the motions after me, the same motions that I do. Okay? I may be little or that big. I may be healthy or so sick. To know the Lord is best. For he my heart has blessed, and that is why I do rejoice. That goes well, doesn't it? Okay, once more. I may be little or that big. I may be healthy or so sick. To know the Lord is best. For he my heart has blessed, and that is why I do rejoice. Then. So now the story begins about the boy Samuel. And I'd like to read it for you from the Bible. And then we go on from there. It is in the Old Testament, you know. You've just sung about the books of the Bible. And this is one of the books in the Bible, in the Old Testament. And it's in 1 Samuel 3. I'm just going to read for you a few verses from 1 Samuel 3. You listen to me very carefully, and I'll try to read it in English. In an understandable English. Do you still understand what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? Okay. Now, I just have to tell you that when Samuel was born, Hannah, his mother, was so happy and thankful that she wanted that little boy to belong to the Lord all his life and to serve him. And so she went to what they call the house of the Lord, a temple, which we don't have anymore like that, but they did have it in those days. And she went to the temple with that little boy when he was a little older. And introduced him to the leader of that temple. There was a priest, and his name was Eli. Okay? So now when the story begins, Samuel is in that house with that priest. And by the way, that priest was very old. Over 90 years old. He was old. But that little boy was there. He was supposed to be there and be brought up in the house of God to serve the living God. And now I'm reading the story for you. It came to pass, the Bible says, at that time, while Eli was lying down in his place, he was in bed, in other words, lying down, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he couldn't see, do you understand that? He was almost blind. And before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and while, now comes the story, and while Samuel was lying down, he was in bed. And now it happens, while he was lying down in his bed, the Lord called Samuel. Samuel. And he heard that voice, and he stood up, got out of the bed. He didn't know it was the Lord. So he went to that old priest, Eli, and he said, "Here I am." You called me. And that old man, over 90 years old, he said, "I didn't call you. Lie down again." And the little boy went back to his bed and lay down. Then came the Lord second time again. And he said, "Samuel." And Samuel got out of his bed and went to Eli, that old man, and said, "Here I am, for you called me." And the old Eli, he said, "I didn't call my son. Lie down again." And the Bible says that Samuel, he didn't yet know the Lord, nor the word of the Lord was yet revealed to him. Now, the Lord called Samuel again. The what time? The third time. And so he arose from his bed and said to Eli, that old man, he said, "Here I am, for you did call me." And then Eli at last understood. It says he perceived that it was the Lord that called the boy. So Eli said to Samuel, "Go and lie down. And it shall be, if he calls you, you must say," and this is going to be our memory verse today, and you already know it probably, you're supposed to say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." What was he supposed to say? "For your servant hears." So Samuel went and lay down. Now the story is not longer. Oh, there comes another point here, a last point. The Lord came and stood and called as other times. So how many times did the Lord really call Samuel? How many times? You're right. Four times. He came the fourth time and called him. And this time, Samuel didn't go to Eli, but he said, "Speak, for your servant hears." Now I'm going to tell you a little thing from my own life about that calling. Listen. I must have been 7, maybe 8 years old. I was out playing in our big yard. The wind was blowing. And suddenly, I heard a voice saying, "Jan," that is my name. Remember that? "Jan." And I looked around. I didn't see anybody. So I ran to my mother. I said, "Mother, I just heard a voice saying, 'Jan.'" And my mother gave me a very good advice. I'm sure you have good mothers yourself. And she said, "When you hear that voice again, you say like Samuel." What was Samuel supposed to say? Say it loud. The adult cannot hear it. "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." So that's what my mother said to me. "You do that. If you hear a voice like that again, you just say that." And I heard that voice again, and I said that. Nothing more happened. And if you ask me, "Are you sure that it was the Lord who was speaking to you?" I must be honest, completely honest with you. I don't know. I don't know if it was my own imagination or something combined with the wind that is blowing. I don't know. But I'll tell you something, children, that I know. When I was 14 years old, how old are you?
10.
Yeah. When I was 14 years old, I heard the Lord calling. Do you want to know how it happened? Yes? Well, at that time, I didn't know the Lord at all. My God was soccer. Do you know what soccer is? Football? My God. And my church was the football field. That's all. And then in Copenhagen, that's the capital of Denmark, my grandfather, who was a very godly man, he knew the Lord. He had a meeting house in the slums of Copenhagen. And I was invited one day to come to his meeting house. My dad said to me, "Don't you want to come with me to your grandfather's meeting house? Because as a preacher there, I have heard, as my dad had heard 25 years ago, so he was an elderly man. And for the first time in my life, I heard the gospel preached about the Lord Jesus in such a way that my ears did like this. Look, have you seen a dog? A dog, when it listens, you know, the ears do that, don't they? What do you call that in English? They sharpen their ears or something?
Perk up.
What?
Perk up.
Perk up? The dog. I was not a dog, but my ears almost did like a dog. And I listened. And I don't remember what he said. I hope you will remember a little bit of what I'm saying today. But I remember the way he spoke. With love and with tears. So my ears did like this, like a dog. He had my attention. Do you know what I mean? And he said to me after the meeting, he came up to me, little me, and asked about my relationship to God. I didn't know what to say at all, because you remember my God was Sagerfield. Sager? So he said to me, may I pray for you? I thought that was great. That important man would pray for little me. That's what I thought. And then he said to me, I had a sister, or I have a sister, and she was only 13 years old when she came to the Lord and was saved. 13 years old. So I thought, what is he telling me? A sister that was only 13 years old, and I'm 14. So that means that that girl has come to the Lord 1 year before me. And I thought, that's too bad, because I wanted to be number one. But, you know, the strange thing happened. The Lord used that little quiet conversation with that preacher to awaken my young heart. Suddenly I got interested. And you know, the Bible was just a book until that time. It stood in the shelf in the sitting room. And you know, I sometimes went up and down the floor, restless. And sometimes I took the Bible out of the shelf like this. And do you know what I did? I did that like this. And back on this place, had no interest at all. And even if some aunt would give me a book, a Christian book, the first thing I looked for in the book, if just the word God was there, no interest. I never read that book. So I was ungodly, as we say. But after that conversation, I got interested. And for the first time in my life, I got hold of a Bible. I didn't own a Bible, but my little sister had a Bible. And for the first time, I looked up in the Bible. And during those quiet days, alone with that wonderful book, I was led by the Good Shepherd. Do you know the Lord is called the Good Shepherd? And what does the Good Shepherd do? He's looking for the lost. And I was lost. And he found me. And, you know, we use the word faith. Do you understand that word? Faith. Faith came to my heart. Faith in the Lord as my savior of my lost soul. Faith. I cannot tell you exactly the time and minute it happened. I cannot tell you that. I don't know. I don't really know. That brother doesn't know either. I asked him today, when were you saved? He doesn't know. But that's not so important. And I read a word later in the New Testament, in Romans 10:17, about faith. And that word was exactly what happened in my young life. It says, faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yes, we are almost up. So, that's my testimony. That's my story. That's also Samuel's story. Because he was told to say, what? Lord, speak, for your servant hears. Now, notice one thing which he was not supposed to say. He was not supposed to say, Lord, hear, and your servant speaks. No. That was not what he was supposed to say. He was supposed to say, Lord, speak, for your servant hears. What is most important, to hear or to speak? That's right. And you're pointing at your ear. Thank you. That's the most important thing. So, girls and boys, remember that when you hear, when you listen to the word of God, you are listening to his voice. Remember that? And when you pray, you speak to him. That's what I usually say to the new believers. When you pray, you speak to God. And he likes to hear your voice. And when you read the Bible, he speaks to you. Thank you. Time is up. I like to sing that little chorus you know so well about the Bible. And shouldn't we stand up again? Stand up. You sing it for me. Are there any emotions to it? The chorus about the Bible? My B-I-B-L-E is the book for me.
I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
All the adults stand up and we will sing that chorus. My
B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, my B-I-B-L-E.
Thank you. No, you may be seated. You may be seated. They are, they want to sit down. But you remain standing up here, and we'll sing the one I've written for you. You know, just in closing. Okay? I may be little or that big. I may be healthy or
also said, to know the Lord is best, for he my heart has blessed, and that is why I do rejoice.
Be seated. May I pray a little prayer for you and with you? Then it's over. And you come up to me after the meeting. I'm going to give you something. And the computer boys come up to me too. But I will pray a little prayer of thanksgiving for that wonderful Lord, to that wonderful Lord who is here today. Isn't that wonderful? Or two or three are gathered unto his name, he will be in our midst. Well, time is over, isn't it? Or what? You can be seated here. I'm going to give you something now. Yes. Oh. Yeah. I'll do it myself. Okay. I'm going to give you a little card. I call it my card. I call it my gospel card. And there's a flag on it, the Danish flag. I thought you would like to know how the Danish flag looks like, don't you? And there's a little story on that card I wrote because I visited a big public school in the state of Tennessee. I invited myself. How do you like that? And the principal, he received me with open arms. He said, oh, we'd like to hear from Denmark. So I had the Danish flag with me. But what I really wanted to do was to tell them what the cross, our flag has a cross on it. And I wanted the children to know what that cross was about. And it was beautifully received. There was about 100 kids at that time. So have this with you as a little memory. The ladies first, that's right. Here, young lady. And you, thank you for listening so well. Here. Don't throw it away. That's what I used to say to people. I meet a lot of people on the roads, on my travels, in the aeroplane, in the terminals, all over. They get the little greeting I've given to you now. It's for you to keep as a bookmark, maybe. And you over here, I haven't forgotten you. Here, that's for you. What is my name? Jan. Jan is my name. Okay, I still have some left. And then, who's the computer boy? You are two of them. You and you? Okay. I just have two. Are you friends? I think you are. And for you. Now, what I'm saying to you now, you get this, and you have a computer, and I have a computer too. My email address is in the back cover. I don't have those, I only have those two. So you, if you like it, this is my story, a teenager's testimony. And if you like it and you think I want my friends to have that too, you just write me and give me the address and I'll send it to you. I don't have any more now. And I'll give that to you too. That's a little pamphlet I wrote about America. My encounter with America. That sounds very solemn, doesn't it? America. And that's all I have. You share between you. And again, if somebody else wants this little pamphlet, you write me. Will you promise to do that? That's why I asked about the computer boys. Okay? Right here. And there's a little poem I've written about America. I'm very fond of, I'm pro-America. Okay? Now, there is a mistake in that little pamphlet. There is a mistake. And I want you to correct that. I say that the small letters, I talk about your Constitution Day in America. And I happen to name it the 5th of June. That's wrong. That's the Danish Constitution Day. What is your? The 4th of July. Will you please correct that? And you corrected that, the 4th of July. Yeah. I had those handed out at a school in San Diego. And the teacher said, I said to the teacher, there's a mistake there. And the teacher said, that doesn't matter. We'll make a contest. And the one who finds out has won. And they were very smart. They found out my mistake and got it corrected. Okay, thank you for taking all your time.